as the report, you know, can be summarised in that irrespective of one's income position, one has an asset that is worth quite an amount of money. And effectively, the asset is wealth. And wealth attracts tax, capital taxes. And so irrespective of one's position, one is looking at potential large tax liabilities.
And what measures could farmers undertake to protect this?
There are lots of reliefs available for farmers because of what the farm organisations have done down through the years. There's agricultural relief, there's young trained farmer stamp duty relief, there's business relief, and there's reliefs under capital gains tax as well. So there's a full suite of reliefs available. But the reliefs are not automatic. People have to claim them and they have to plan for the reliefs.
And another issue raised was the Fair Deal nursing home scheme.
Yes, very much so. Has been a major issue, and if the proposals that are there at the moment come through, will still be an issue because farmers will still be, or their successors could still be liable for 3 years. You know, 7.5% of the value of the asset they're getting for a maximum of 3 years, provided they actively farm the land. If a successor is going to rent out the land or not farm it, that 7.5% remains indefinitely. But if they farm it for 6 years, they'll only get hit for 3 years of the Fair Deal cost.